This will all sound very familiar to our next guest. He's here to talk about GIB and the challenge, the real challenge that this is posing, even to the survival of some building companies. This is the other part of the story. There is the workforce challenge and there is the supply chain challenge. So with us is the Director of Location Homes in Taranaki, Campbell Matson. Hi, Campbell. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good, thanks. It's hard to underestimate. Time is money, cash flow is king when it comes to the survival of businesses, and the supply of one particular building product, I know it's wider than that, is just getting catastrophic in some cases, Campbell. Can you just explain?
Yeah, I think that's an appropriate word. Look, we're really at the precipice now of what's been an accelerating problem since August last year. GIB supply has been becoming more and more difficult for most consumers of the product since the last lockdown. And we're at a point now where most merchants are trying to survive off a 40% reduction in GIB supply based on the demand that they have ahead of them. So the real effect of that is that small to medium independent builders are facing the reality. In some cases, they'll have buildings constructed to the halfway point sitting empty for months on end. And it's not just the builders, it's the subtrades that follow behind who can't do their work. So their businesses are directly affected. They have nothing to do. And then you've got the poor homeowner who's sitting there with a mortgage and paying rent while they're waiting for their house to be finished. So no one escapes this reality. And to think that it's just one product that is going to do all this damage is very frightening.
Is it the ubiquity of GIB and just about everything that happens, including just repairs and maintenance, is that the reason it is having such impact?
Yeah, it's like bread and butter, isn't it? I mean, you expect to go down to the supermarket, the dairy, and get your fresh loaf of bread every day. And that's really what GIB is. It is a synonymous product in New Zealand. It's used in probably 90% of our buildings in some form or another. So it's a very common product. Unfortunately, we only have one main supplier of that product in New Zealand, and that's really coming to bite us now.
I wanted to talk about that. Are we talking about a brand name rather than a product per se?
Are there
competitors, and why don't we have access to them?
Yeah, so GIB is the brand name from Winstone Wallboards, and really what we're talking about is plasterboard, isn't it? And plasterboard is a worldwide product. It's been used for decades to line our interior walls of our homes and buildings. And so there are hundreds of plasterboard manufacturers around the world. And look, one of the reasons I think that we don't have a diverse supply chain of plasterboard in New Zealand is simply that we're a small country at the bottom of the world. That's the first point. The second point is that we have our own building code, and to meet the standards of that building code, suppliers have got to prove the performance of their products. So if you don't have the time, the money, or the inclination to do that, there is a barrier to entry. Now, I know that there are people all across the country right now in different parts of the supply chain working very hard to not only bring product to the country, but to get it, they get the regulator to approve it for its use. And that is our problem right now.
Can you speak to a little bit more about the alternatives? A lot of listeners are asking about this and what the issues are. Has it just become, as I said, ubiquitous? And is it sort of baked in now to some of the consent process and building code processes? Is that an issue?
Yeah, look, to give Winstone's credit, I mean, they've built a system, a bracing system and a product that is easy to use and it's flexible and up until recently has been readily available. And so our designers, our builders, our councils, the regulators have got into the habit of just using the documentation and the literature that goes along with that, and everyone is used to the process of using that product. So there's a familiarity with it. And that creates another barrier to someone else coming in and having to compete with that, I suppose, business as usual kind of attitude.
So are there viable alternatives, or is it too hard in many instances to source them, to consent them?
Certainly viable alternatives from a performance point of view. And there have been some products in the country that have come and gone due to not being able to gain the market share that they wanted. The big issue, apart from making sure that you can comply with the regulatory requirements, is actually the reality of importing. And rough numbers, it would look like 30 to 50% additional cost to land and distribute a product that isn't Winstone's jib. So you have a price issue. And the other issue is distribution. So I'm based in New Plymouth, and if I was to be importing plasterboard from overseas, it would land in Auckland or Tauranga, and then I've got to land it and get it onto a truck and get it to my area, devan it, palletize it, and get it out. So you become an importer. And without that happening at a large scale in a centralized fashion, we can't simply compete with the Winstones.
And is there no one who can do that at a large scale and become the distributor?
I'm sure there is, and I'm sure there are people looking at it right now, but that would be a limited few, just because of the difficulties. I believe the solution lies with the large merchant chains and the large product importers who already have supply chains in place and the ability to handle material. It's not certainly not something that a small builder can go out and do on their own, yeah. Certainly with all the complexity they're already facing.
That's back to the same duopoly, though, pretty much. Is that what you're referring to?
I am.
What is the impact? You know, is it correct that, I'm not sure it was you or someone else I was reading, said they've been told no jib till next year? How do you run a building business if you can't get an essential product between now and next year? I mean, what is actually happening?
Well, it's pretty simple. You can't. Unless you're willing to go and build decks and fences, and that would probably run out pretty quickly if everyone turned to that as well. No, simply, there are very few alternatives. If you can't get a supply of plasterboard, most homes would come to a grinding halt. You could look at alternative supply of things like plywood, but that's not necessarily fit for purpose, and not everyone wants to go and line their house with ply. So most people, if they're in the middle of this process, really have only one option, and that is to wait. To look at alternative supply. And you've got the likes of Elephant Board, who has been a long-time supplier into our market, but they're only about 3% of our volume, so and having trouble ramping up themselves. So there are not a lot of alternatives out there.
So are some businesses simply grinding to a halt? They don't have any supply or any infantry, and they simply cannot keep building. Are we going to see businesses close because of this?
I would say so, and I believe the most at risk are your smaller and your younger businesses, simply because the people who will have the most success in obtaining what is available are your larger companies with national presence and larger businesses who've had long-standing supply relationships with their merchants. So where we're at right now, with an allocation model being operated, merchants are simply having to take and make priority decisions about who they can and can't supply. And it's not really about favoritism. It's just about being pragmatic, about looking after the people that you've had the longest relationships with or who do the most business with you. And that is just a sort of force of those economics that comes to bear now.
Is there a risk that some of those bigger construction firms will run out of jib? I know there's been some stockpiling. It's the new toilet paper, I know. But is there a risk that they will run out?
I think there is a risk, and it will differ across countries, other country, and it'll differ from merchant to merchant to a degree, but certainly everyone will be affected, including the volume builders. But I think we'll see people affected to differing levels. And as I said before, if you've just started in business and you don't have good supply chain networks and you don't have, you know, strong account records with trade merchants, you're going to have a lot more resistance to being supplied because you're not going to be high up the priority list.
Is there an answer? I mean, I'm just thinking of our listeners right now trying to get anything done in their houses, let alone build them, and watching the price soar and losing fixed contracts and all the stuff, fixed price contracts. Like, is there an answer to this, Campbell? If you could wave your wand, what would it be?
There's probably a few key points. Look, I think we need to be very vigilant, and merchants need to be making sure that they're delivering jib to building sites, not to people's warehouses. That's the first thing. It has been happening, but we need to keep doing that. I think the second thing is builders need to be flexible. There will be dribs and drabs of materials come available through surpluses that are ordered for jobs and go back to the merchant. So there's small little opportunities there. But I think the big one here is both local government, central government, large importers need to get together, and they need to work quickly to get approvals for imported product. If we can get that done in the next 2 or 3 months, there isn't a barrier to getting product from overseas. There is a cost. It's just when it gets here, we need it to be compliant. We need it to be approved to be used in our homes. And if we can achieve that, we'll go a long way to solving this acute problem.
Is there a risk of protection getting in the way of that?
Look, you'd have to assume so. I would hope, like to think that there would be the greater good would be considered here, and that there is a problem created by this monopoly, and that I would like to think there'd be some common sense and some decency shown to not get in the way of other products coming into the market.
Thank you very much, Campbell Matson, Director of Location Homes in Taranaki, just one of many, 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 just about everybody in the construction industry screaming out for JIB and facing very real cost implications as a result of its shortage.